Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the New York Mets and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second, the left fielder, Mark Canha. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Darren Ruff. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tomas Nido. Pitching for the New York Mets, Max Scherzer. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tony Kemp. Batting second, the third baseman, Vimal Mackin. Batting third, the catcher, Sean Murphy. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Seth Brown. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dermis Garcia. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Connor Capel. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Shailene Schleyers. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jordan Diaz. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ernie Clement. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, J.P. Sears. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Canha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canha hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Garcia makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kemp hits a line drive deep towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Vimal Mackin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mackin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Murphy is safe at second with a double. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Brown is on with a walk. Dermis Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a ball towards short. Clement can't make the play in time. Alonso gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Alonso moves to third. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruff hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Naquin hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Alonso scores. Escobar moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nido hits a fly ball towards center. Brown makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Connor Capel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Capel strikes out swinging. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Langeliers hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Langeliers is safe at second with a double. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ernie Clement is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clement hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Nimmo is on with a walk. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nimmo moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a line drive towards first. Garcia makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. McNeil is on with a walk. Nimmo moves to third. Lindor moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nimmo scores. Lindor scores. McNeil moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruff is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruff hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Garcia makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kemp is out. 1 out. Vimal Makin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Makin is 0 for 1 in the game. Makin strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Murphy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Naquin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Naquin is out. 1 out. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nito is 0 for 1 in the game. Nito strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nimmo moves to second on an error by Kemp. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenha hits a ball towards short. Clement can't make the play in time. Kenha gets a base hit. Nimmo moves to third. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Linder is safe at second with a double. Nemo scores. Ken Ha scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Norge RU Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. It's 7-0, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 7-1, Mets. Dermis Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Connor Capel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Capel is 0-for-1 in the game. Capel hits a ball towards short. Linder can't make the play in time. Capel gets a base hit. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Langeliers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Langeliers hits into a ground ball double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Darren Ruff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruff is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Ruff is on with a walk. Escobar moves to second. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Naquin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Naquin hits a line drive towards left field. Kemp makes the catch for the out. One out. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nito is 0-for-2 in the game. Nito hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Brown is there to make the catch. Escobar moves to third. 2 outs. Sam Selman replaces Norge RU. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. One out. Ernie Clement is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clement is 0-for-1 in the game. Clement hits a line drive towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Ken Ha is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Ken Ha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ken Ha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ken Ha hits a fly ball towards right. Capel is there to make the catch. One out. Francisco Linder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Linder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Linder hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Selman covering, and Linder is out. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Alonso is safe at second with a double. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McNeil hits a line drive towards left center field. Brown is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vimal Makin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Makin is 0-for-2 in the game. Makin hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murphy strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jared Koenig replaces Sam Selman as pitcher. Jonah Bride replaces Vimal Makin as third baseman batting second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruff strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Naquin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Naquin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Naquin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Ottavino replaces Max Scherzer as pitcher. Dermis Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out swinging. 1 out. Connor Capel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Capel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Capel hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Ruff makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Langeliers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Athletics 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nido is 0-for-3 in the game. Nido hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nido moves to second. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kenha hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nido moves to third. Nimmo moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lindor hits a ball towards second. Diaz can't make the play in time. Lindor gets a base hit. Nido scores. Nimmo moves to third. Kenha moves to second. It's 8-1, Mets. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Alonso is safe at second with a double. Nemo scores. Kenha scores. Linder scores. It's 11-1, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McNeil hits a ball towards short. Clement can't make the play in time. McNeil gets a base hit. Alonso moves to third. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar hits a ground ball to second. Diaz steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alonso scores. 2 outs. It's 12-1, Mets. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ruff hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ruff is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Drew Smith replaces Adam Ottavino as pitcher. Luis Guillerme replaces Brandon Nimmo playing shortstop batting first. Terrence Gore replaces Francisc Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Olinder as center fielder batting third. Diaz hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ernie Clement is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clement is 0-for-2 in the game. Clement hits a fly ball towards center. Gore makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Kemp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bride hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar throws to second to get Diaz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Athletics 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naquin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Naquin hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Naquin is safe at second with a double. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nito hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Nito is safe at second with a double. Naquin moves to third. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillerme hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Guillerme is out. Naquin scores. Nito moves to third. 1 out. It's 13-1, Mets. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Terrence Gore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gore hits a short pop-up towards first. Garcia makes the catch for the out. Gore is on first. 2 outs. Mark Vientos pinch hits for Pete Alonso batting fourth. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Seth Lugo replaces Drew Smith as pitcher. Sean Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Murphy is on first. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dermis Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Murphy moves to second. Connor Capel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Capel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Capel hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Murphy scores. Garcia scores. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Mets. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Langeliers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Langeliers softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. 2 outs. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ernie Clement is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clement is 0 for 3 in the game. Clement hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.